When you think of the great women of history, your mind probably goes to people like Susan B. Anthony, Sojourner Truth, Rosa Parks. These are women who've done brave, trailblazing things as adults. But what about the role that girls have played in our history? A new book is looking at Michigan girls who accomplished incredible things before they turned 20. Current State's April Van Buren sat down with author Pat Major and is here to tell us more about great girls in Michigan history. April, what'd you make of the book?
Well, Mark, I was a little disappointed that I wasn't included in the book.
Oh, your day is coming, I'm sure.
But once I got past that, it was actually a lot of fun to hear about some of the really incredible things that these women accomplished. And those accomplishments are pretty diverse. In the book, there's everything from horse jockeys to jazz violinists. And when I sat down with Pat, I asked her why she wanted to focus specifically on girls. And what she told me was that, as editor of Michigan History Magazine, she's seen a lot of books about adults who've accomplished really cool things.
But when I was young, I read some biographies about other children. And I thought that was so much more impactful. I just thought, that's something I can relate to. You know, not something in my distant future, but something right now, this boy or girl is my age, and I could do something important like this person did.
I'm wondering what first sparked the idea for this book. You mentioned reading biographies of other kids when you were growing up, but I'm wondering kind of when you came to the point that you were thinking about writing this, was there a specific story that kind of pushed you in this direction, or did you come up with the concept and then go looking?
Well, I actually wrote another book in 2010 called Ladies of the Lights, Michigan Women in the U.S. Lighthouse Service. And in that book, although I talked about Michigan's female lighthouse keepers, I also talked about the children of the women who were lighthouse keepers and the husbands of the women. And there was a story in there about a girl who was actually the daughter of a male lighthouse keeper. And at the age of, I want to say 11, 12, her father was away from the lighthouse and she and her mother were taking care of it. And a man was drowning in the Detroit River and her mother hesitated to help or to get into the water with their boat. And so she took the lead and she rowed out to rescue this man in the Detroit River. And for her efforts was awarded a silver life-saving medal that was given by the U.S. government.
And that story is included in this book,
right? It is. So it was sort of the germ that led me to think, you know, I wonder if there are other stories about girls that would be of interest to young people to read. And my current job as editor of Michigan History, I'm exposed to a lot of stories. And then my previous job, where I was assistant director of the Michigan Women's Historical Center and Hall of Fame here in Lansing, I had access to, you know, files and books full of stories about Michigan women and girls.
You mentioned that when you were young and you were reading these biographies, you got to learn a lot because you were hearing from someone your age and mm-hmm. that you could relate to. But I'm wondering if you also think that adults can learn from the stories of kids. I mean, I enjoyed reading through this book. It was a lot of fun. I got to know a lot of cool girls that were doing cool things when they were young. What do you think adults can take away from stories like these, stories about kids who were really ambitious and driven at a very young age?
One of the things that surprised me as I got to selecting the girls was that some of them grew up to be very famous people in an entirely different area than they were famous as a child. So I found that kind of fascinating. So I think if anyone has read, for instance, a biography on Betty Ford, you know, we know her as the First Lady, and we know her, you know, in her efforts to, you know, establish the Betty Ford Center and help people with addictions and even for a breast cancer fight. But we may not know that she really wanted to be a dancer and was actually part of a famous dance troupe at the time and performed in Carnegie Hall before she turned 20. So I think for those people who may know the end story, this is the origin story, you know, for some of those really famous ones.
Did you get to talk to any of the women who you included in the book who are still around?
Yes. In fact, one of them, a local woman named Mary Lou Mason, she's actually employed by the state in a commission, the Hispanic/Latino Commission, and she heads that. And her story is that she was a migrant worker along with her family. They came up from Texas every year. And because they had this 6 months in Texas, 6 months in Michigan lifestyle, she didn't get to go to formal schooling until she was 12. And she so wanted to learn, and she actually taught herself to read and write. So I was able to become, familiar with her and talk to her about the challenges that she faced.
Do you have any favorite stories from this book? Any that were really surprising or really stood out to you or kind of resonated with you personally?
Well, I guess that the kind of standout one is Julie Crone. She is the winningest female jockey in American history. And I had a chance to meet her recently when she was inducted into the Women's Hall of Fame. And what a personality. I mean, she's tiny, as you might expect a jockey to be.
I think it said she was 4 foot yeah. 10 inches.
And a personality like three times the size of her body. She just was so filled with enthusiasm and excitement and love of her sport. And I was just astounded by how driven that she was, even at a young age, because she began to ride at the age of two. The other person that I really enjoyed researching was Anna Howard Shaw. And for, you know, many people, the name conjures up the suffrage fight because she succeeded Susan B. Anthony in leading that fight into the 20th century. And that's maybe all that some people know about her. But in reality, she had a full career before that. And even as a child, a very full life. She was a native of England, had migrated here with her parents. And then after living in the Northeast for a while, her father decided they needed to up and move to the Big Rapids area, actually outside of Big Rapids in Mecosta County, and basically homestead a wilderness tract of land. That was his intent. And then he actually pulled out of it, went back east, and left his family there to fend for themselves. And her mother kind of collapsed under the strain, and she took on the responsibility at age 12 of being the provider and the leader of her family.
And I wanted to touch on your first chapter in the book features Fanny Baker. And this was one of my favorite stories out of the book, was Fanny Baker, who is this salvage diver in the Great Lakes. And I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about her and what drew you to her story.
Well, you know, I tried to get a variety of, I don't know if we want to say professions. In some cases, they weren't professions, but activities that these girls engaged in. And when I came across her story, I thought, wow, that was unique. She was essentially a deep sea diver employed in the Great Lakes. Her father was in the same business, and she, you know, sailed with him, learned from him. And in the day when those diving suits were incredibly awkward and heavy, you know, she said, put it on me. I want to do it. And she was able to not only help him in his business, but establish her own and lead her own ship and recover riches, you know, from under the seas, so to speak.
We're talking about Great Girls in Michigan History, a new book from author and historian and Michigan History Magazine editor Pat Major. What was the reaction to these young women and the things they were doing at the time? From the press or from their families? Kind of what sort of response did they get?
I discovered in writing this book that most of the girls had a very strong relationship with their father, which is not to discount what their mothers brought to their lives. But still, I was just interested in how many of these men had a huge impact in their daughters' lives. They didn't push their daughters, and they were encouraging, and the girls often were drawn to their professions like the deep sea diver or horse racing or whatever. They were drawn to these masculine professions. But certainly some of these girls faced some kind of discrimination in their lives that they chose. In the case of Julie Crone as a jockey, she was a very rare female in that field. And she actually fought with the men, I mean, physically fought with the men sometimes that were in, you know, the other jockeys that were trying to, you know, compete with her and you know, both in the locker room and out on the track. You know, they'd be whipping each other, others' horses or each other with their whips. I mean, it was a physical thing. And, you know, she stood up to that.
I think that when you read through this book, it's clear that a lot of these women are very much trailblazers, whether it be in sports or in aviation or any kind of career. But I'm wondering if they thought of themselves that way as you were researching this, if any of them thought of themselves as sort of feminist icons or role models for girls younger than them.
I don't think at the time they were doing what they were doing, but those who continued on and became famous later definitely took very seriously their role as an icon. For instance, Serena Williams, the tennis player, she's established a school in Africa for girls and tries to, through that school, to model positive behaviors and keep kids in school and focused on moving forward with the career. So I think they've all had the ones who went on to be someone famous. They've taken very seriously their role as a woman and a leader.
Why do you think it's important for girls today to hear about the lives of the young women that you write about in your book? What are you hoping that the kids who read this get out of it?
That it's not just adults who can do amazing things. Some of these girls, starting as young as 2 and 3, managed to do something that was pretty amazing before they even left high school.
So the last thing I wanted to say was that when I was reading this book, I was just thinking, these girls are so much cooler than I was when I was 14 or 15. And so I just wanted to ask you if you could pick any one of the girls out of your book to be childhood best friends with, to go back in time and join in their adventures, which one would you choose?
I think it would be Julie Crone, the jockey, just because I think as a friend, she would lead you on some pretty amazing adventures. You might get in trouble, but you wouldn't be bored.
We've been talking to Pat Major, editor of the Michigan History Magazine and author of the new book, Great Girls in Michigan History. You can learn more about those great girls at a discussion and book signing this upcoming Saturday, March 28th at 2:00 in the Michigan Women's Historical Hall of Fame. Thanks so much for talking with me today, Pat.
Thank you.
For Current State, this is April Van Buren. Mm-hmm.